Two Southern California cities, LA and Long Beach, are looking for ways to penalize trucking companies they say are underpaying drivers by classifying them not as employees, but as independent contractors. The show's Mark Brody is here to explain. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Lauren. Yeah, it's a debate we've seen in other areas as well. And to talk about how it's affecting the trucking industry, I got a hold of Nashat Moyne. She's the transportation sector analyst at the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board in San Francisco. And I asked her what it is exactly that these two cities are looking to do here.
Sure. I can speak to the issue a little bit more broadly. Essentially, we've been seeing this type of issue crop up not only in trucking, but across a few different sectors, which is the classification of workers as independent contractors as opposed to employees. And what that does essentially is that a lot of the costs that an employer would kind of keep in terms of their employees, they are able to pass that on to contractors. And from my understanding of what these port cities are looking into is that being done in an unfair manner? Should these independent contractors be indeed classified as employees?
Are these the same kind of issues that we've been hearing about at gig economy type jobs like Uber, places like that, where there's a discrepancy as to whether workers should be classified as contractors or employees?
Absolutely. It's definitely a similar kind of issue. And even though it has been prevalent in trucking for actually several years now in, you know, different areas of trucking, because it's a pretty common work or business model, we're definitely seeing it in gig economy and probably are going to see more of these debates coming up in the future as the gig economy expands.
What does this dispute mean for the trucking companies that employ these drivers in some capacity?
Right. So essentially what I mentioned was there are certain costs that you're able to pass on if a worker is an independent contractor. And that's really one of the nice benefits of having independent contractors. There's, you know, they can come in when there's a good workflow, and you also don't have to keep them on payroll. But on the flip side of that, what that means is for the independent contractors, along with the independence to work perhaps at their own will, they're also subject to a lot of other costs that they have to entail. So if there are these cases and that do go forward in terms of the lawsuits or other ways to capture the costs and pass them on to the employers or the trucking companies themselves, we would definitely see an impact on trucking company bottom line.
My understanding is that over the past X number of months or years, trucking companies have been kind of struggling to find drivers, that there's a bit of a shortage of truck drivers. And I'm wondering, given that, how is it that companies are able to classify the drivers they do have as contractors, which would seem to be a less good deal for the drivers themselves?
You're hitting upon a lot of important trends here. So we've definitely noticed that retention in the trucking industry is really low. And this is applicable not just to the U.S., but also broadly across the board. We've found that in Japan, it's very difficult to hire qualified drivers in the trucking industry. At the same time, there is this interesting business model that has always been around for trucking, where you have a lot of independent workers who come and go at their own will. And the other trend that you're touching upon is, you know, how are companies going to deal with this retention issue? You know, how can they make trucking a more interesting profession? And here we're seeing a lot of potential effects from automation and autonomous driving, where you might still need a truck driver, but perhaps it lessens the load on them, or perhaps, you know, far, far down in the future, trucking companies may need to even hire fewer truck drivers if autonomous driving really takes off.
So is that technology kind of, it sounds like it's kind of putting the old supply and demand economic model on its head, at least in this particular industry, because you have this shortage, and yet companies sound like they're not really rolling out the red carpet and trying to provide the best package for potential employees.
Yeah, I think the ultimate impact of autonomous driving technology is yet to be seen. There are some estimates that say that what that might do, at least in the short run, is really elevate the working conditions for truck drivers. And so if they're able to take some of the work off of driving into, you know, just the vehicle managing itself, it can make the job of truck drivers, which is a very difficult schedule that they have to maintain. It's a very difficult lifestyle. It can ease the workload and help truck drivers. And that ultimately can also help trucking companies, because if you think about it, that makes the profession a little bit more attractive. And so that they might have better luck in terms of recruiting and retaining drivers.
Is it safe to say, do you think that there are other areas of the transportation industry, other companies that are following this fairly closely with great interest to see how it turns out and what the ultimate impacts are?
Absolutely. This issue is repeatedly mentioned in corporate filings with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. There are several companies that have already faced lawsuits similar to the ones that we're seeing in terms of misclassifying drivers. So they're definitely paying very close attention to how independent contractors are going to be classified in the different jurisdictions that they operate.
Nashat Moyen is a transportation sector analyst with the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board in San Francisco. Nashat, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.